Welcome to those who are coming home for Christmas, and some have gone home for Christmas. And I'm sure you've heard that phrase, either going home for Christmas or coming home for Christmas. The songs, there's movies made. It has been said that the heart turns homeward at Christmas. Being home for Christmas is a deep and powerful instinct that compels us to make every effort and expend time and resources to fulfill this longing and need. I remember reading this somewhere. A scientist had found a rare species of birds from a remote island in the South Pacific and brought it to their lab here in the United States. They observed them, studied them, tagged them, and then had let them go. The article then shared that 15 days and many thousands of miles later, the birds were back home on the island of origin. We see that with salmon, geese, whales, and other animals as well. I've always been moved by this homing instinct. There's no place like home for Christmas. Many will be getting together with family, traveling to, or others traveling here. Of all the times of the year, Christmas may be the time we most think of home. Home can be a slippery concept. Home can be a moving target. Home keeps changing as we mature, isn't it? There is something about familiar places that just feels right, feels like home. But many of us have had experiences of going back home and finding things not the same way as we remember. Have been there? Especially if you have moved away and now you're coming back, visit and find someone else is living in your childhood home. And the neighborhood has changed, new homes or new businesses have come. You sometimes even get lost in your own hometown. My friends, coming home is what Christmas is all about. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Zephaniah is a prophet. It's a little book in the Old Testament. He lived in the 7th century B.C. and foretold the return of Judah. And the prophet prophesies this. God says, I will bring you home. I will bring you home. And God kept that promise, didn't he? He sent his son, Jesus. He sent his son, Jesus, to bring us home. As we hear the Christmas story, the scriptures that were read today, it is interesting that Jesus was not born at home. Joseph and Mary were from Nazareth. They were Galileans. It was only because of the census and the taxation they happened to be in Bethlehem, which is Joseph's ancestral home. And Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And apparently stayed there for some time until, according to Matthew, the family had to flee to Egypt because the king was going to kill all children under the age of 2. Jesus was about 2 or 3 years old before he returned home. We often make the circumstances of Jesus' birth to be very cuddly and cozy, isn't it? I mean, look at their nativities displayed. It's peaceful. But in reality, it was not a peaceful place. Would anybody want to give birth in a barn? It's not exactly a germ-free environment, is it? Would anybody want to go on camping, on a camping trip, and give birth to a child? Think about that. We don't know much about Jesus' childhood, but Jesus did not have a home. Jesus came as God with us, Emmanuel. He came to show us the way home. God is our everlasting home. Jesus came that we might find our way home. Jesus came to bring true home to those who feel homeless, to bring real meaning to those who are searching, to bring real hope and peace. In Jesus, we find that we are looking and finding that true home. That is what God is saying to us at the manger today. Come home. Come home. You are forgiven. Come home. Augustine, Saint Augustine shared, he said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till we find rest in thee." Christmas teaches us that going home is really understanding that home is our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, where we find peace, hope, love. Dr. Fred Craddock tells of a young couple securing professional services of a real estate agent to find them a home. The real estate agent responded by saying, "I can find you a house, but not a home." The agent was right, wasn't he? Only Christ can make it a home. Yes, come home. Come home to Christmas. Come home to the God who is searching for us and who is the only one who can give us that home that we are yearning inside. Come home. Come home so that you can feel that you are there with Him walking. You don't have to come home to Christmas only in your dreams. You can come home. You can come home by accepting this baby Jesus into your life. Make Him your Lord. And He will give you, He will bring you that peace, that love, that joy that we sing and celebrate, and that light to enlighten us from this dark, darkened world. So come home. Come home to the Lord Jesus. Amen.